sorry about that.
It's all
That's
good.
So not professional. Hold on. Eric, you're trying to do a radio show. Your Facebook thing's going off.
It's what makes us authentic.
542. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. I have an abundance of energy today. Must have been lack of teeth brushing I did this morning. Yesterday, wearing dirty ass pants. Today, not brushing my teeth. The F, yo.
You forget?
What?
Yeah. Brush your teeth?
We're like twins.
We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. That's the show sponsor. Today is, the day you're going to be inundated with NSYNC memes. And you know what? I'm going to let you have your fun, and I'm not going to be cranky about it. Because you really like that thing. So have at it. The guys from NSYNC have gotten in on this as well. So today is the first day of May, 2019. You can get in touch with the show, the Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Get in on the text messages. We have a lot of prizes to give away today. That's why we're going to do two panels full of ladies, or two panel full of ladies. I added an S, like Kroger's or Meyer's. So there's going to be one shortly after 7, one shortly after 8 o'clock. We will have prizes for you. We've got tickets to the Walleye game tonight. Game 3 is at the Huntington Center. They're looking to take a 2-1 lead in the series over a pretty good Cincinnati Cyclones team. Also, our mother-daughter makeover. Some big prizes from Dillard's and Bart's Viviano. We'll get you qualified for that shortly after 8 o'clock. Also mixed in will be a little vain. Things you want to change about your body. Plastic surgery you'd like to get. And it doesn't have to necessarily be cosmetic. Like, I would probably get my... I believe I have a deviated septum, and it's probably the number one reason I can't sleep. But I don't know. We'll talk about it later. 7:30 for that. Lost your phone stories. I think it's easier than ever to get your phone back when you lose it. I might be wrong. We'll do that at 8:30. And mid-story, some young Toledo people who are looking to brighten our image and share the really good stories that we have here. Logan and Sam. Logan's the girl, Sam's the boy. We'll have them shortly after 9 o'clock. So a very busy show today. I've got a lot of energy. 5:44. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
There was something I wanted to talk about this morning, but I think that's better saved for another time. So update me on Floyd getting paid.
Nothing's happened yet. I got to call them back today. So, but I gave the 1-866 number with PNC, which the lady Crystal, if you're listening, I'm sure you're not from here, is not friendly. My local branch was very, 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 very supportive and good. So shout out to my friends at the Reynolds branch, PNC. However, the corporate lady, I'm assuming she's the corporate lady or call center lady, was not friendly. And I had to tweet about them yesterday because she put me on hold 3 times. And then finally she was like, and I had witnesses. She goes, "Our system's down. You have to call back tomorrow." Click. And hung up the phone. I was like, it's my money and I want it now. So I'm going to try to call them one more time. I told her the wrong account number I put in. And she goes, "Oh, and we didn't catch it?" And I was like, no. I'm going to make up my numbers. It was like 567, but I put 566.
Okay.
So like, you know what I mean? I was just one number off. And she was just like, oh, okay. And then she put me on hold and came back with an attitude. I was like, what happened between you putting me on hold 3 minutes ago? But hold that thought. How many days have we been off here? Like, taken off?
Two?
Okay, so I'm doing mental math. This is our 92nd show. I did mental math. That's why I asked.
92 doesn't work. I don't like that number anymore.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, yay, it's May. I'm just going to say. So we're good.
If you want to count the show days, I'm all for it.
No, that's what we did. We're doing. We're good.
The night. Wow. 90, wow. Mm-hmm. And we've been on the air since December 17th. I appreciate
That's why I was doing it really quickly. I was like,
I appreciate that you keep track of that.
Yeah.
So is your money just sitting in the ether somewhere?
I remember what I said to you when you flubbed your thing on your taxes. I said, is your money just sitting in a cloud? Now the roles are reversed. I'm like, where's my money? Because like I called yesterday and gave her the wrong account information. Well, let me set up the scenario. So she was like, I was like, oh, hey, told her my issue, my direct deposit. She goes, oh, I need the wrong account that you put in. I said, oh, that's easy. I was off by one number. So I gave her the account information. So then she's like, okay, there's nothing in here yet. That's a good sign. Like I said, she was very pleasant till she put me on hold. I don't know if like a manager got in her butt or someone in the background, but like, so I was like, okay. She's like, well, what's your correct one? And I was like, oh, 5, 6, 7. And she was like, oh, okay. So she's like, so that's your correct one, correct? I was like, yeah. She goes, did you change it on your end with your HR person? I said, I did. I messaged my HR person, told her that I corrected it because we do it all ourselves here. I said, I did correct it, so it's correct here. She goes, go to your page. What does your status say on your thing? Because I told her everything's on the internet. And I said, it says status in progress. And she goes, okay, so it's not cleared yet. Call back in like an hour. Called an hour. Said status complete, successful update. So we're good with the next pay period or whatever. So then I gave her all the right information. And I don't know what happened. She just kind of snapped on me. And she was like, well, our system is not up to date. We're a day behind. Call back tomorrow. So then I go, before she hung up with me abruptly, I did say, so if I had the correct account information, would my money be available? And she goes, yes. I go, that doesn't make sense to me. So I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. So I gave you my correct information along with my wrong account information. So you're telling me if I would have had my correct number, I would have got paid.
Where's your money at?
I don't know. And that's why I tried to, I was like, you got to understand, like I said, I'm very frustrated. I was like, I know you don't because I'm very, very understanding. I said, I know you don't understand. I'm letting you know that I put in the wrong account information. She said, yes, you're off by one number. I understand that. I go,
okay.
Crystal. So like, all right, here we go. So then I'm just like, okay. And she's like, we're off by a day. Call back tomorrow. And I go, so can I ask you a question, Crystal? And she's like, yes. I said, if I would have put in the right account information, would I have gotten paid today? And she goes, yes. And I go, that doesn't make sense to me.
Sure it does.
No, because if I gave her the wrong account information and she punched it in and she's like, there's nothing in there yet.
Right.
Then if I gave her the right account information, there would have been nothing in there either. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's still two accounts there.
Right.
I gave her both account numbers. She says there's nothing in the wrong account. And I said, if it was a correct account, would have something been in there?
Because that account doesn't exist.
But she still punched the numbers in and my routing number was still the same. That's what I'm saying. So like, nothing even showed up. And then when she did put in my right account information, she goes, there's nothing in there. I said, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Crystal.
Something's not talking to something else.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened the second time she put me on hold. But let me tell you, Miss Crystal from where PNC's based out of Florida, wherever, if that's where she is, she was not a very pleasant person after the third time she put me on hold. And trust me, it wasn't me. I don't know what was happening in the background.
Oh, I believe you.
But I was like, And it's just abruptly hung up. And I was like, you do know this is like recorded for customer care, right? You're about to be like a training video.
Performance improvement plan. I unleashed my cold pizza idea to you last mm-hmm. week, and I know that you're mesmerized and looking to invest. But I told you the other business before where you pay me to call customer service for you.
I got the number.
I'd happily do it.
Let me call her at 8. I hope it's not the same girl.
Oh, it's very unlikely.
Okay, good. Because I did get her the second time when I called in an hour.
What are the chances?
That was so bizarre. Yeah. She's like, oh, is this Mr. Anderson? I said, yes, Crystal, it's me.
I want to ask you about your trip last night. But first, I want to throw something out there. I'm open to, by the way, it's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, Q105, 419-240-1055. The zoo-like area that I live in
mm-hmm.
pinned the needle last night. So I finally flip on this cop show that I like on Prime called Bosch. It's very good.
You talked about it.
Yeah. And I'm laying there. It's like 7:30. So it's still light out.
Mm-hmm.
Another critter, you know, that little small deck area that's attached to my back door in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Another critter visited.
Is this a different critter?
Yes. And it sauntered up on the deck, walked towards the door, and then I think was heading over towards the air conditioning mm-hmm. unit, which I can't see. Mm-hmm. But it went like diagonal. So it sauntered up, and I look over, and when I saw it out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, that cat got real fat, like the outdoor cat.
There's an outdoor cat?
Yeah.
And your dogs lose their mind over it, don't they?
Yeah, that's why I don't leave the drapes open.
Okay.
And I know it's the same cat. It's gray and white.
Mm-hmm.
7:30, light out. which makes this, I guess, somewhat troubling or something to be aware of. It was a raccoon.
Oh, they're so cute. Like a baby raccoon?
No. Like a adult? Big, like this thing was.
They're big.
This thing had a badonkadonk. Like it was.
So it's been eating good.
Yes. It was pear shaped.
Oh.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. So, and I texted, and I don't know much about raccoons. Mm-mm. Apparently, like they can get into wires and they'll burrow, and that can be a problem, which I'm not worried about at the moment. But my friend pointed out to me that it was troubling that I saw it in the daylight hours because they're nocturnal.
Yeah,
and I did come across something in my brief reading last night, my Wikipedia, my web MDing of raccoons, that sometimes rabid ones, something like they get a little mentally deranged, and they're all out of sorts, and they. When they're rabid, they'll come out during the daytime. But he walked up like
he owned the place.
Yes.
So here's does someone have a garbage out?
No.
In the neighborhood?
No.
Does someone have a hole in the garage that he's?
No, because this was the back of the house, and I did see that they can burrow into things. And this is the back of the house. Like I walked around the back of the house, and I thought he might have gone underneath that deck. So I walked outside and was like. Pounding my foot on the deck. The dogs were losing their stuff, and I didn't see him or her anymore. So
I vaguely remember my friend. Oh, she used to work at the zoo back in the day. When they're on their way out, they get disoriented too, like on the way out the earth.
It's so, like me in the morning when I wake up.
You know what I mean? So like, maybe he's dying? Or like, you know what I mean? Maybe he's out there. I don't know. There's no way you can tell because all raccoons look the same. They all look youthful.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's crazy. A raccoon during the day?
So there's baby squirrels, regular squirrels, all kinds of birds, deer, the outdoor cat, and just people with their dogs.
You can also have a woodchuck because you're right by a creek.
This was a raccoon.
No, I'm just saying, I believe you. There's no mistaking a good old trash panda. That's what they're called. I've never had a run-in with the raccoon.
I hope I don't have one. How was your trip to Sandusky?
It was good. We had our Chinese place there, Jowok. Our reception's very faint there, but we do come in there. And we just hung out, caught up because we didn't hang out this weekend because he had a volleyball tournament. He got upset with me because I was supposed to go, but I didn't go. So we talked about that. It's good. No, I know we're good.
How's Jowok?
It's good. Jowok. That's how I say it. Jowok.
Is it good?
It is good. And I enjoy it. Like everyone there talks about it, and I've met friends through him, and like I know friends there. They always talk about it. I'm just like, do you guys only have one Asian cuisine place? And I understand why they go there. It's really good. It's like a local business. And like you know how we have our little local Chinese places here. They have their little dining areas that they just made up with tables that they found.
Yeah.
Places. You know that's how theirs is, but it's like more of an elaborate setup. Like oh, it's a step up from China Star on Door Street. You know what I mean? Which is also good.
I wouldn't expect the place out. I wouldn't expect Chinese restaurants that are outside of cities or metro to be very good. But I'm glad
it was good. And you know what else Sandusky has? They have a Super Target.
They do?
Next to listen, Sandusky
with produce and everything.
Listen, I was so shocked. So like they have their mall, their little mall that's kind of failing, but like they have a good JCPenney, so it's good. So it's like JCPenney. It's kind of like our Spring Meadows area. There's like a Texas Roadhouse, a Chipotle, a Super Target, an Old Navy, an Ulta. Like it's literally like you take that, our little Spring Meadows area up there, and there's one place in Sandusky like that. Like when we turned the corner, I go, is that a Super Target? And he was like, yeah. I go, we only have like one in Toledo, and it's not even advertised as a Super Target.
We don't have any.
We don't. But they have like the Target on steroids on Monroe Street. I still call it a Super Target because it offers a lot more than
to me,
my favorite one out here.
There's when I go home to visit Philadelphia, there's one around the corner.
You do.
But it's the only one I've ever been to. And the only difference, so far as I can tell, is they sell produce.
Yeah, this one, the one over here kind of does, but it's kind of just has like a freezer section.
No, I mean like a full produce section. Oh my God. Fruits, vegetables, you can buy meat there.
Where's this place? Because you know I love
to Philadelphia. We don't have a Super Target. Does that one have like meat and produce?
I'm not sure. It just says Super Target. I was like, oh, okay.
The correct person would say all Targets are super.
Trust me. As a late Target bloomer, I'm like, I just started liking Target in the past 2 years. Wish I had Target money, but I do. That's my go-to place to Like, you know how I go to the at-home store and just fill my cart up? And then, like, after I've been there for 2 hours, I just leave the cart. Like, I know I'm not buying any of this stuff.
We all do that at Target.
That's me at Target.
There's been a meme going around lately, like, and it's like 1 plus 7 plus 9 plus 18, like six random single or small double-digit numbers. And it says, I don't know how this equals $189, and it's like a Target meme.
Yeah.
Last thing, quick side note. I didn't do pizza over the weekend from Pizza Cat or Mama Mary's, so I wound up getting Chinese.
Yes.
And I forgot where I ordered it from a couple of weeks ago, where the nice gentleman was reading me someone else's card number.
Oh, I remember.
I don't remember which place it was, but I picked Chinese.
I do if you want me to tell you off air.
Which, never mind. I don't want to know. But I picked the place that has barbecue spare ribs. It's an underrated option on a Chinese menu. Mm-hmm. I love that stuff.
Is it good? I've never had it.
Really?
I've never had it from
and
a Chinese
it's not
place.
Like they're like, I can't explain it. It's probably terrible, but they're so delicious.
It's delicious. Nothing delicious is good for you. You have, just
false.
Eat it.
False.
What is delicious that's good for your body?
Every salad I make for dinner every single night.
Do you load it up?
Yeah.
Okay, then there you go. Yep. So it's not healthy.
It is healthy.
No, what do you put on it?
Lettuce.
Well, duh, that's the
carrots,
salad.
Cucumbers, broccoli, tomatoes, red onions. When the avocados have been expensive lately, but usually avocados. And then I have a chicken. And then usually I use like a tablespoon, maybe a little bit more of some kind of marinade and put the chicken over the salad.
Avocados taste like rain. Taste like Vaseline.
My salads are delicious. 5:59, deal or no deal is on the way. Travis did our news segment there.
Well,
it is not time for news yet. 6:12.
My papers aren't ready.
6:12 with the morning reboot. Sorry, I woke up this. I took it 1 or 2 days a week. I don't take a shower in the morning. I'll let my shower from the afternoon or the prior evening linger. But today, I was like so excited to get in here. Your boy forgot to brush his teeth.
I drove an hour or so, and then halfway here I went, oh, crap. But my toothbrush is in the car, so we're good. We're close enough. No one's going to interact with us via face-to-face, except for friends when they're coming at 9 o'clock. But I might run and get my toothbrush by then.
The Morning Reboot, Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Mike's Pizza and More. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. It is 6:13 on the first day of May.
It is. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Enjoy the memes. Little after 7 o'clock, panel full of ladies. And also one after 8 o'clock today, where we'll get you qualified for our mother-daughter makeover. Some cool prizes from Dillard's and Bart's Viviano, as we are now just a couple of weeks out. One plus Saturday? Yeah, a Saturday and another one. I say Saturday because the NAMI Walk is always on Mother's Day weekend. The NAMI Walk across the street at UTMC, May 11th. Mother's Day is the day after. Sorry, I just got so much to get to. Should we do some deal or no deal?
Yeah, we can do a few.
All right.
Are you ready?
Did you just like dab your forehead?
I totally just dabbed and I got caught mid-dab. Wow. Oh, dude, it's going to be dab. Come on. That was cute.
No, I don't like
your little milk dab was adorable right there.
I forgot about that. I'm not into dabbing and I
work with Chitterling, so I got to stay hip.
I got to get you. We got to start how's Christina?
She's good.
She doesn't seem good.
She's good. We closed together yesterday. It was a stressful day. I don't know what was up in the air with children. When it rains, children rise up and they're demons. Well, they're demons. I don't care.
That's what happened on Game of Thrones with the Night King.
I was like, I don't care.
I asked because
I said what I said.
Her tweets have been sadly.
You meant she's also a mother. She's a mother of two of like... She's a mother of two, and they're both like under the age of three, with a practically new. Well, she has teeth now, about to be one, but like fresh out the womb baby. So like, and yeah, keep in mind, two kids under three, works with children, goes back like her life is just kids. Like I could, parents out there who were like teachers who have children, kudos to you. I can't imagine having kids, going home, going to work, taking care of someone else's kids, going back home and be like, oh, surrounded by damn kids all the time.
Nope.
Like, I love my nephew, but I know to avoid my sister's house when I get off work. I'm like, I'm kid free.
Give it back.
I'll see you on the weekend.
You let her know she can talk to me if she needs someone to talk to. I see her tweets and I'm like, do I respond? Like, do I be like,
summer's
hey,
sad.
Chip her up, buddy.
Yeah, it's hard though being a parent, especially nowadays.
All right. What do you want to hit me with this morning?
All right. I don't know if we did this one, but I like to do like a recap one, and then I have three new ones for you. Everyone, it goes back to what we said yesterday. Everyone has measles, but you're immune.
What's the deal?
That's it. Everyone has measles, but you are clean.
Deal. Sure.
right.
We are the only verified, confirmed, measles-free and vaccinated show in Toledo. You can go ask Denny. Probably not vaccinated. Cliff and Lynn. I saw some spots.
My little Lynn. She'll be immune with us. I love her.
Morning show that doesn't even broadcast here definitely has measles. We're clean.
I see what you did there. Would you be able? Okay, I thought about this one today. Because I almost got ran off the road 18 times. Would you be able to break the speed limit without getting a ticket, yet everyone associated with you is never on time?
Oh, no. No, thank you.
I know how you are.
I am too chronically early, which means if you're a minute late, it makes me feel like you're hours late. No. The last thing I need is to get places even faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the turnpike, they drive like maniacs. And the state troopers just sit there. I'm like, you don't see the semi like breezing by me? Like, I'm even going 80, so I normally imagine how much he's going.
They're looking for drugs, not speeders.
Well, apparently, and my cruise control didn't work this morning. I was over it. Would you have mind control?
Wait, I thought we were doing deal or no.
We are. That's what I said. Sorry. Have mind control, but none of your senses.
No deal?
Yeah. I like the way food tastes. That's the first thing that came to my
mind. Yeah, you're giving up a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Sight, smell, touch, hearing. What's the fifth one?
Feeling, yeah.
Not worth it, man. I could already mind control plenty of people as is.
All right, here we go. The big one. Be Kate Beckinsale's rebound.
Yeah, it's an entertainment.
But Pete Davidson plays you as a character on SNL.
Deal.
You think so? Oh no, I wouldn't do it.
Deal.
I think he would bomb at it. He's not a good character person.
Total deal.
Total deal. I got Kate Beckinsale. I don't care what you say about me.
I have fawned over her since the first Underworld movie, so like 15 years ago. That'll be the headline story in entertainment. 6:18 with the morning reboot. Nick is getting his benches here in Toledo, and Ottawa Hills gets an unsurprisingly high ranking for the state and the country all next.
Q105 traffic sponsored by
Love with the Shape of You.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Mr. Anderson. That was Jerry Anderson's voice. Can you text me back, please? Thank you. What's funny?
I thought you were talking to me because my last name's Anderson. I was like, oh, hey, that's
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
I know nothing. No. I'm not the cool Anderson.
My favorite, White Anderson.
Oh, no. I think it's hilarious when people on Facebook share dead celebrity stories that were like from 3 years ago.
Did Rue McClanahan die again?
No. Doris Roberts died again, girl. The mom from that, I'll say That's So Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Red hair?
The blonde haired mom.
Got it.
Raised okay. By. Someone's like, oh, no. Like, oh no, why is no one talking about this instead of John Singleton? And someone goes, because you're 3 years too late.
Mm.
I was like, what do people not read?
Facebook's done that before.
Oh, Lord.
It's National Batman Day, says who?
That is Scott from Maumee. He would know. He's a fellow nerd with us.
I'll look it up. Nick Comive, City Council approved his beautification of public benches.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. City will make some money off of that, some local advertising as well. Local people will be hired to maintain it. Looks like Mercy's going to go on strike, those nurses.
But if they need jobs, they have comfortable seats to sit on when they catch the talk to an open interview.
I don't
know what to say. I'm like, ah.
Just throwing that out there. Ottawa Hills received quite a nice distinction. They were, once again, named the fifth best public school in Ohio and moved up in a national ranking of more than 17,000 schools. The U.S. News and World Report released its 2019 Best High School list. Ottawa Hills was the best in the area, followed by Perrysburg at 42. Again, topping the Ohio rankings were Walnut Hills in Cincinnati, Wyoming High in Wyoming, Indian Hill in Cincinnati, and Bexley High in Bexley. Ottawa Hills moved up nationally from 258 last year to 136 this year. Their superintendent, Kevin Miller, credits the school's rigorous curriculum for its high national ranking. U.S. News ranked about 17,000 schools based on the factors that include proficiency and performance in reading and math, graduation rates, undeserved student performance, underserved student performance, I'm sorry, and college readiness, measured primarily by participation and performance on AP and international baccalaureate exams. Anybody else? Northview and Southview were on that list as well. I believe they were right after Ottawa Hills and Perrysburg.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of surprised Maumee was as low as they were. But one adult, did you see the story yesterday?
I read the headline and I was like, I don't even want to click it.
Good old fashioned food fight. One adult was detained by TPD yesterday and multiple students were questioned after a fight broke out at Rogers because one student hit another with an orange. The student who threw the orange didn't intend to hit the other student, but Patty Mazur, spokesperson for TPS, said the matter was a misunderstanding. Because if you want to throw something at somebody, you're using something like, you throw a pineapple, not an orange.
Or a banana so it comes back at you.
Yeah. Happened yesterday around lunchtime. The student who was hit by the orange called a parent, which I don't get. Who then arrived at the school and got into a confrontation with the fruit-throwing student. A fight then broke out involving the parent and several other students in the main offices. In the main office, Toledo Police and TPS security officers placed the school on lockdown for a short time, but classes continued as normal and students were dismissed on time.
Over a damn orange?
So
the parent got into it with the student. But you are a parent. You will not yell at a child over a damn orange. Excuse my language, people. But, like, come on now.
Why are you calling your parent if you got hit by an orange?
It's an orange. You shake it off and you go to fifth period like everyone else.
Just as the weather is warming and the busy season is beginning, a medical fund for dogs at the Lucas County Canine Care and Control, LC4, is depleted. That's our friend Laura who brings in dogs. Cuties Fund, a special pool of money set aside for dogs at the shelter with costly veterinary needs, is very low with a current balance of only $4,700. And that's money that's already spent with outstanding vet bills. Warmer weather means more canines coming into the shelter and high demand on Cuties Fund when dogs arrive injured or sick. I've mentioned her when Laura comes to visit from time to time. She's the runner over there. Jody Harding said, it's concerning that, yes, it's our busy season, and you know there will be new dogs coming in the door if Cuties Fund is low. It's concerning how we're to treat those dogs that need an emergency medical procedure. The fund is called on for emergencies and special cases, but also helps pay for general vet care like x-rays, blood work, and dental cleanings. Jody said, Cuties Fund, which has raised more than $283,000 and helped an estimated 500 dogs since 2012, allows the shelter to save dogs that might otherwise have to be euthanized. This link and story is on my Facebook page, our Q105 Facebook page. And I would ask you, I know, we got NAMI Walk coming up. Maybe you've donated to that, or it is walk season, charity season. I'd ask if you could throw a couple bucks at this, because arguably outside of mental health and maybe even above that, there is nothing more important to me than dogs.
Deja got you.
Bang. That's where Andre came from.
Just like, no, I'm just saying, like, I'll do an extra number Friday, and all the money I raise there will go to them. I like them a lot.
Don't worry about poisonous snakes in our area. After seeing a national story on snakes that focused on wetter and warmer winter creating perfect conditions for an increase in snake bites, Scott Carpenter of the Metro Parks Toledo contacted 13ABC to share his insight into snakes in northeastern Ohio. And I talk about this because this snake story was shared a lot on Facebook yesterday. The takeaway is there are no venomous snakes in our area, though we still have them. And though they may look venomous, they are not.
You know why it was shared? Because I saw the story. Because the picture of the snake that they chose was a rattlesnake. And I was like, even I was like, we have rattlesnakes here? And I clicked and I go, That's why people shared it, because they didn't read the article. They're just like, oh, we got rattlesnakes here, y'all.
One of the most interesting snakes is the hognose, which can appear aggressive because it mimics the striking and rattling behavior of other venomous snakes, but it's not. Find me a snake that doesn't look aggressive and dangerous.
I mean, I've seen, like, gardener snakes before. They look, even though they're, like, the centipede of the snake family because they're so little, they look aggressive, but, like, as soon as you stomp their way, they're like, they run away. But, listen, I'm not a snake person. At all. I don't think I'm afraid of snakes, but I don't even want to see if I have that phobia.
Are you anti-snakes?
No, 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 no. I'm just saying I very well could have a snake phobia, but I don't want to find out.
Okay.
Keep it a distance.
Crummy news. A 22-year-old man has been identified by police as the suspect in a deadly shooting on a college campus in North Carolina. Tristan Terrell is facing pending charges after a shooting Tuesday left two people dead and four injured at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. He's in custody. The suspect was not somebody on our radar prior to Tuesday's shooting, according to the UNC Charlotte Police Chief Jeff Baker said at a news conference. He was a history major at the school, most recently enrolled in the fall of last year. The same semester he transferred to the school, according to the university's advising system. This could normally be in entertainment news, but a wealthy California couple is expected to plead guilty to conspiracy charges today in Boston federal court for allegedly paying more than $600,000 in bribes to get their daughters accepted into college. Bruce and Davina Isaacson of Hillsboro, California, would become the first parents in the nation's college admissions scandal to plead guilty in court. A dozen additional parents, including Felicity Huffman, have signed plea agreements with the Justice Department. Prosecutors say the Isaacsons paid cheating scheme mastermind Rick Singer to get one daughter into UCLA and another into USC. The couple faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Bruce could face an additional 20 years on money laundering charges.
Oh, Lord. This is way beyond, like, so I'm thinking, like, as the students, the children in this situation, this is way beyond, like, getting me into college. Like, now your parents are, like, going to go away to jail.
They're not.
I mean, they're going to make examples. Someone's going to prison. I'm not going to say for how long.
With a big fine. They'll write a check to get out of it.
See, I think that's what they're going to write. You can write a check to get into college, but you can't write a check to get out of prison. I'm telling you, they're going to make an example. At least one couple. At least one.
Okay, all right.
At least one.
It's 6:38 with the morning reboot on Q105. You can text us 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. You spilled the beans earlier. Kate Beckinsale is single. With that story, I can only imagine that Pete Davidson went to the least attended Avengers Endgame showing in the entire country. That before 7. We're far from the shallow now. 6:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. In less than a half an hour, we're going to be calling for our first of two panel full of ladies today. After 7 o'clock, tickets to tonight's Walleye game. Game 3 is tonight at the Huntington Center. Then they're back at it Friday night. They're looking to take a 2-1 lead in the series. They lost Saturday night. Remember, that game tonight and then tomorrow are the only games in this series at the Huntington Center. Then, if needed for 3 more, it'll shift back to Cincinnati. So we'll give you tickets to the Walleye game shortly after 7 o'clock. Panel full of ladies. Got to ask the ice cream question.
Yes.
Toppings on ice cream are extremely important. All right, Floyd, by the way, it's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, you can text the show. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by another Mike, Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Floyd cracked the news earlier.
In my defense, I didn't read it, so I'm sorry.
I didn't hear about it. And on all the sites I scanned through, and I'm surprised this didn't pop up on any of my Twitter trending topics. It was kind of buried on one of the sites that I went to this morning. Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson have split.
It happened this weekend, right? I feel like it's...
I guess it was a weekend news dump.
Okay.
They've split after 4 months. Source tells people they're over, but things ended amicably. It's all boilerplate stuff. It was long distance, says the source. They're still friendly, but it just didn't work out. Second source adds they had been trying to make it work up until very recently, but now it's over. She's 45. He's 25. They were first spotted together for most of the night at Netflix's Golden Globes after party in January. Even though Kate has been in Hollywood for a long time, she struggled with the attention on her relationship with Pete, said, according to another insider. He lives his life with his heart on his sleeve. I hope they had a blast with each other. I hope that there's no hard feelings. But this seemed to me like a hot, fast fling.
It's your stereotypical rebound. Weren't they both out of a high-profile relationship with each other?
He certainly was.
And I think she was going... She just finalized her divorce. Like, the universe connected. And then the universe was like, bye.
Yeah.
And they'll both be well off. I promise they'll both find equally hot, respectable people down the road.
I hope
mainly her.
I hope he doesn't treat her as comedy fodder now.
He didn't really do it with Ariana either. He didn't do it with her. He really didn't. He like made like one joke on like the SNL commercial where like, I don't know who the guest was. And he was like, hey, do you want to get married? And she was like, no. Like that was the only joke. I think he's very, it's really, let me use this with him. He's very classy that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that's a wrong terminology to use for him, but like he seemed very respectful with his breakup with Ariana.
Yeah, he wasn't nasty. Now we didn't hear everything, but I'm sure people would have tweeted out stuff. But I mean, like,
I'm sure it was brought up in the SNL like
right.
writing room, and he was like, nah, guys. That was a very good Pete Davidson voice, by the way.
This I found this really interesting. So over the weekend, he was in Baltimore for a stand-up tour, and he went with some of his friends to go see Avengers. But given the movie is more than 3 hours long, the SNL star picked up McDonald's to feed his friends and the sold-out audience and the movie theater and the staff. I can't figure this out. Something here doesn't add up. Because it said the total for the McDonald's was $400. What did you do? Buy one thing? Like $400 menu item things? His friends, sold-out audience, and movie theater staff. $400? A theater seats a couple of hundred.
Maybe he got like chicken nuggets and like a 20-piece chicken nugget. So like, hey, everyone, get two each.
I don't know.
But
I don't know if it was so, whatever.
Okay.
Just the math caught me there. All right, Fox has picked up Empire for another season. It's sixth, but left the future of Embattled co-star Jussie Smollett in doubt. The return of the series, still among Fox's most watched, was never in doubt. But Smollett's future was after his incident with the police back in January. He wasn't fired. Instead, producer 20th Century Fox and the Fox Network, now owned by separate companies, have decided to kick the can on the final decision down the road. But as it stands now, it's unlikely he'll return. By mutual agreement, the studio has negotiated an extension to Jussie Smollett's option for season 6. But at this time, there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to Empire. Actors are given contractual options for each season. It typically requires broadcast networks to guarantee them appearances by June. Fox wouldn't say when Smollett's extension expires, but the show is scheduled to resume production in midsummer. Does all that make sense?
I think it's hilarious because it's the exact opposite of what he was going for.
He
started the thing to get more money and more screen time, is I think what was what we originally heard.
Yeah.
Not even about a raise. It was just he wanted more screen time, and then they're like, oh no, he wants more money because he found out. Like, don't mess up a good thing. Like, there's artists out there who would love to have your opportunity and just roll with it, and just he's never gonna rebound.
He will. I think.
You think so?
Yeah, he'll be. He won't be on Ellen or Oprah.
He'll be on Celebrity Big Brother.
I was gonna say, what's the Raven Simone show?
What?
What's her face? Jada Pinkett.
Oh, Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, she's reviving careers one.
Yeah.
Horrible chat at a time.
This story is specifically for you. There's much happened today, but Daisy Ridley and Naomi Watts are. Daisy Ridley is.
Who's Daisy Ridley?
Daisy Ridley. Ray? Skywalker? Hello?
Oh, that's her real name? Yeah. I don't know real names.
Sorry.
Remember when I found out Kylo Ren's real name was Adam? And I was that messes it up for me.
Daisy Ridley is Ray in the Star Wars, in the new Star Wars trilogy. And along with Naomi Watts, they're putting a new spin on Shakespeare's Hamlet in a new trailer. Feel free to look it up.
Okay.
For Ophelia, the two stars battle it out over a throne and the love of one man. Hamlet. Well, the story is usually told through the eyes of Hamlet, portrayed by George MacKay. The tale comes from the perspective of his bride-to-be, Ophelia. if you don't know, Ophelia is taken under the wing of Hamlet's mother, Gertrude. She catches the prince's eye even as he loses his grip on his psyche, turning toward vengeance after his father, Claudius, is murdered. Claudius is portrayed by Clive Owen. Ophelia encourages Hamlet to run away with her. She earns the hate of Gertrude. You turn me against my son. And then we get into one of the classic Hamlet lines. Vengeance, madness, a kingdom lost, nothing as it seems. Directed by Claire McCarthy, the film is based on a 2006 novel by Lisa Klein and first premiered at Sundance Film Festival last year. This is Ridley's biggest project since The Last Jedi, although the actress has been busy filming the last film in the trilogy, The Rise of Skywalker, due in theaters in December.
I was never a Shakespeare person. And I was a theater freak, and we had to do a Shakespeare course, and I faked my way through it.
Are you a fan of hers?
Yeah.
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 Mark Hamill and Star Wars stuff.
You mean your best friend, Mark Hamill?
My good friend on Twitter, my verified best friend on Twitter, Mark Hamill. There's a poster that came out for him as Chucky in Child's Play, and it's making fun of Woody.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I have seen it, but I didn't pay too much attention.
So a lot of nostalgia. Yeah, Woody, I think, is one of the toys that Chucky is taking aim on this movie poster. And did you settle in with the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer?
I didn't think it was that bad. Like, people are just murdering it. What were you guys expecting? It's not going to be an Oscar frontrunner. I know. We'll take it. Like, you, the game, he's just chasing rings and setting animals free. Like, you really can't find much of a plot with that. I think Jim Carrey is going to have a sore back for carrying this movie. Because his scenes are funny, but it's just Jim Carrey in a movie.
Yeah, I think your expectations were correct, and a lot of people were very sideways about this. 7 o'clock with the Morning Reboot. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. Want to go to the Walleye game tonight? Huntington Center, game 3 against Cincinnati in the playoffs. We will get you tickets shortly.
Q105 Studio.
We should probably take a look at Ari's Twitter to see if she's dropped anything about Pete Davidson breaking up.
No, she hasn't.
Okay, I'm sure.
I was just on Twitter. She's one of my few celebrities that I need to know what you said. She hasn't said anything in a while. She's on tour, though, so she's probably busy.
Twitter takes 2 seconds. You know that by now. And I'm sure if she said something snarky, we would have seen it somewhere. 7:13, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. If you would do me a favor, you know I always talk about mental health stuff, and we have my friend Laura in from the Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Their fund that they use is kind of running low to help dogs with some veterinary issues that come into the shelter. If you could donate a couple of bucks, I would appreciate it. It's posted up on my Facebook page, our Q105 page. So to make sure dogs get x-rays and they're healthy when they can get adopted, they're running low on that fund. It's called Cuties Fund, and they established it in 2012. You can help out with that. I would be greatly appreciative. Let's get to our panel full of ladies. First up is Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
24, mommy, engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And 2 kids?
I do. I have 2 little ones.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's welcome in as well, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi. Jen's 39, Toledo, single, 2 kids. When do you, if you don't mind me asking, when do you turn 40?
Next month.
Are you super afraid?
No, because I don't feel that old. I'll probably go to Vegas, though.
Okay.
I'll celebrate.
I hit it next week, and I'll let you know if there's anything to be worried about.
All right.
Last up is Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. 43, Toledo, married with 5 kids.
Yeah.
No, don't be sad. Don't be sad.
Oh, I'm not sad.
Okay. First up, Taylor, what are the perfect ice cream toppings?
Ooh, I like just plain sprinkles and a cherry.
What do you go, rainbow sprinkles or chocolate?
Rainbow.
Okay. Jen, what about you? Favorite ice cream toppings?
I would say hot fudge, nuts, and a cherry.
Okay. That's a pretty basic sundae there. Nothing wrong with that. Carolyn, what are your favorite ice cream toppings?
Peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the holy trinity right there.
And you got to eat it fast because it will melt.
Right.
Next up, Taylor, what is a dumb, wasteful purchase you recently made? You bought it and you almost immediately regretted it.
My cat.
Oh! How long ago did you get this cat?
Had it for maybe a month now.
What's the biggest regret about it?
It is feisty. It bites the kids and scratches the kids.
Oh, no. Sorry. Jen, what about you? What's a recent regretful purchase you've made?
Instant Pot.
How come?
I don't use it as much as I wanted to.
Is that the one you put the rice in?
You can.
Yeah, yeah. I've it's looked like at a those. Pot.
How much did it cost? Jen, how much did it cost?
100.
Put that thing on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody will buy it from you. You want to do the Morning Reboot Marketplace?
We should.
Carolyn, what's a recent purchase you made that you regret?
Just last week, I bought a couple outfits, and they're terrible. So,
did you wear them, or you just like?
No, but I'm going to take them back. Actually,
okay. All right. Well, at least you get to return them. Next up, Taylor. What's the worst thing you've ever seen another parent do?
Well, I would say I was at the store one time when I saw a parent smacking his young child.
Did you do anything, or?
I did. I notified the police. Oh, good. I don't know whatever happened with it.
Okay, all right. Jen, what's the worst thing you've ever seen another parent do?
I was at Applebee's with a friend, and he made his 12-year-old son, to get out of the booth, climb under the table.
To, like, sit there as punishment?
To get out of the table. He wouldn't move. He made him climb under the table on that nasty floor.
Ugh.
Carolyn, what's the worst thing you've seen another parent do?
I don't know if it's something that they didn't do. Something that really drives me crazy is when people don't correct behavior when their kids are out.
Like the kids are just maniacs?
Or crying. Somebody's sitting there and their kid's crying, and yeah, they're immune to it, but everybody else around you isn't. So remove yourself. Like, they just don't. That drives me crazy.
As a non-parent, like, my observation on that would be is I completely understand that we're all irritated by that, but maybe them ignoring them makes it stop. I don't know.
And if it doesn't, then normally it doesn't. So. Right.
Last question, ladies. Taylor, if you had to explain your spending habits with an animal, what animal would it be?
I would say a tiger.
A tiger? How come? Ooh. Taylor?
Yes?
How come a tiger?
Just because it's one of my favorite animals and they're feisty.
Okay. Jen, if you had to explain your spending habits with an animal, what would it be?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Sorry, but is it too?
I don't know what you mean.
What virtues? I
know this is.
Is it too hard to be thinking? Too early to be thinking imaginatively. I'll ask Carolyn. Can you explain your spending habits with an animal?
No, I'm the same thing. I don't understand. What do you mean? Explain.
I can help you.
Floyd?
Okay, go for it.
Hold on, time out, Floyd.
So, like, I would totally be a chimpanzee because I just grab whatever's on the rack. I don't even think about it. I'm like, oh, mine.
Want to try again, Jen?
That's a seagull.
Oh, from Finding Nemo. Who is that man in the background?
Son.
Oh, no, that's my son.
Hello, son.
All right. hold on. I'm putting Taylor and Jen on hold. Carolyn, thanks very much. I would say me, I would just go with that cliche, the bull, because I can be a bull in a Target China shop.
Okay. See, I thought of like, I'm trying to think what's a grabby type animal, because I don't even think about my purchases. Like, I think that's a good example, like a monkey. I think like monkeys, when people visit Asia, the monkeys that just run up and grab your food and run away.
How about for another one? When I do my food shopping, because I know where I'm going, like, don't stand in my way when I'm at Kroger at Fresh Market. Like a cat on the prowl, like a puma.
Maybe that's what Taylor was thinking, like a tiger, like she's on the prowl for something.
Okay.
720. I'm going to ask her when I get her information.
720 with the morning reboot. If you're not here at 9 o'clock or like 9:15, please go back and get the podcast of today's show. I want you to know about Midstory, the things that Logan and Sam are doing for our area. Next, the plastic surgery that you want. It's 7:33. Good morning from Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot on Q105. You can text our show, the Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055, a little bit after 8 o'clock. A panel full of ladies where you can get qualified to win our mother-daughter makeover with some cool prizes from Dillard's and Bart's Viviano. Shortly before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. And again, 419-240-1055. There's one... I don't want to say plastic cosmetic surgery adjustment that I've long thought of, but I've decided to never go through with it. But I'll get with that in a second, because Floyd,
I'm interested.
We want to know how you might adjust your body, and you can call us after Floyd tells us about the earless person.
No! So I was skimming through Facebook the other day, and a friend of mine, who I've never met, but we know of each other, he got his ears put back. because they're kind of forward. And he was like...
Like he had big, like, number wheels?
Yeah, that's what he'd say. He said, out of relentless, like, teasing. Torment as, like, teasing as a kid and a teenager, I've decided to get my ears pulled back. So I was like, okay, whatever. Then I was like, went down this rabbit hole, and he was 52. Like,
disappointed he couldn't get over it before that.
I don't know, but I'm just like, is it too old to get something done?
Never too old.
I mean, but like, you've had them for 52 years. Like, I think as an adult, you cope.
Right.
But I
guess not.
I don't know. It just kind of made me angry that I'm just like, you waited to 52 to do this?
Maybe.
I don't know. I was taken back. Because I've seen pictures. I never even noticed them. They were...
Can you show me his picture?
Yeah.
During the break, maybe earbuds didn't fit. Maybe he couldn't get the kind of beats. I don't know.
I don't know. But like for me, I was just like...
The good thing about doing a radio show where you didn't grow up is you can name drop people. So my very good friend, Adam Fisher, had large ears and still does like that thing. And then another kid that I grew up with, Ricky Sorkin.
Mm-hmm.
He had that as well, and he had that adjustment when we were kids. He had his ears pulled back as well, and then people used to like kind of like play around with his head and tease him because I guess he couldn't touch his ears.
Uh-huh.
If I could have 419-240-1055, I could probably have this done. I don't know if it would be a necessity, but I'm fairly certain from several broken noses I've had, I think I have a deviated septum, which doesn't allow me to breathe correctly.
Uh-huh.
Or breathe correctly when I'm sleeping, which sucks, which is part of the reason I get a terrible night's sleep. I know Cliff down the hallway at K100, he's like, I got the CPAP machine, and ever since I got this, I sleep great, which...
It's
the breathing machine.
For apnea, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Something like that might actually help me, because as I've mentioned before, there's not been a day in my life where I wake up and I'm like... Just give me the orange juice, open up the blinds, and give me the sunshine. I've never had a good night's sleep in my life, and I'm guessing a large majority. And by the way, I do not snore. Although I talk in my sleep, apparently.
Do you?
I talk in my sleep.
I know some sleep talkers. It's weird.
But I don't snore. But
ask them if they talk to you and you respond back, because I know some people that respond back. It's so weird.
When I was in that relationship last year, she always used to tell me the commentary about my stories at night. And at first she would try to talk to me, or she thought I was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I think my nose, I would get my deviated septum fixed. And I remember in the past, and again, you know, you read stuff on the internet, I think they had to re-break your nose, and it was a long healing process, but a friend of mine had this done, and she said it wasn't anything like that. So I think getting your nose fixed like that is a simpler procedure than it used to be.
I always wanted my nose done because I have a wide set nose, and like there was a time my mom caught me in the bathroom and I was playing with my nose, like adjusting everything, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? I go, I'm figuring out what kind of nose I want. And she goes, Floyd, that is my nose. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, I gave you that nose, because she has a big nose too. And she was like, I was like, but I want a nose job. And I've always wanted one. But then like I played around, like it wouldn't purport. My nose fits my face.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and as I got older, I appreciated it more. But like, I still want it done secretly. So maybe I'll be like 52 years old and be like, oh, I'm gonna get my nose done. Then my nose is gonna collapse on me.
419-240-1055. Our Mike's Pizza and More text on. You can call us if there's an adjustment you'd like to make. Maybe it's for a medical reason. When I was a kid, I always got teased about how big my nose was. I've long gotten over that, and now I do believe it would help me sleep better. So I'd call that like a medical reason as opposed to a cosmetic reason. Can I throw something else out there?
Sure. I'm listening to you before and after. Don't post this on Facebook.
Whether they're an Instagram model. By the way, Instagram is going to offer. Shopping soon for certain influencers. So whether they're like an Instagram influencer or an Instagram model or someone who I may know or someone who I know from, you know, just running into people here, one of my favorite things to do is scroll down someone's Instagram page and go, something here looks different, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Oh, you got your boob job in 2016, like August of 2016, because all the pictures are different now.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot more revealing, a lot more. It is a confidence boost for some people.
Sure, I would hope for everybody.
So, like, I think it would be amazing to get a nose job. I just look at my little nostrils.
That's what I would do.
I want to look at you with some internet program that can change your nose.
Oh, we should do that.
Hi, who's this?
Becky.
Hi, Becky.
What's up, Backpack?
Hi.
How can we help you out this morning?
Shit. Oh, Becky.
Come on. Yeah, if we can find a site where we can upload your face. I mean, if you can upload your face to like Warby Parker or any glasses site, like and like put glasses on, we can swap your nose out.
Don't most security places? I mean, surgery places. They do like a mock little face swap thing. You do
most what?
No, because I've seen like Botch, and they do like. They do on the computer. They do like the enhancements of what they would look like with the bust,
yeah.
And then they do what they play with their nose and like. But I think what I understood when I did my research, when they reconstruct your nose, everything else has to follow.
Possibly,
yeah. Because like, look at the Jacksons. Like they had Janet got the nose. Well, look at the good one. Like they all have the little small nose, but then they had to get the big cheeks. And like, I think getting your nose in is the gateway surgery drug.
You know, I'm like. I'm really zoning in on your face.
Stop.
And if I'm not mistaken, you know the thing about like having a symmetrical face, mm-hmm. and how it's supposed to, you know, it's more beautiful. I think your face is symmetrical.
That's what I'm saying. But if I got my nose job, which I want, everything else I have to follow. Because then my nose would be like, oh, look at that little nose around that circle overhead. Actually, I sent you the before and after pictures, by the way.
Of?
The ear man.
Of Ricky Sorkin?
Ricky Snorkin. Yeah, there Sorkin. We go.
7:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. A lot of people have asked, well, what happens with the Avengers now? What happens with Marvel moving forward? A couple of answers, and also why there was no end credit scene. We'll get to that before 8. All right, good morning. It's 7:53 on Q105 with the morning reboot. You can text the show. All right, Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. In about an hour from now, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We here on the morning reboot, Eric and Floyd, sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. You might have heard the commercial and Taylor Swift a couple of minutes ago. She will perform Me tonight at the Billboard Music Awards. We'll get BTS and Halsey. We love that song.
Yes.
And you're going to get your $5 million self-paid for Madonna performance with Maluma, Medellin.
That's not actually the performance I'm looking forward to.
Which one are you?
I don't know.
That's tonight. We'll recap it tomorrow. Also, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson have broken up. He spent the weekend seeing Avengers and buying McDonald's for an entire theater full of people. Also, I have some nerd stuff here.
Bring
it's
it.
Like, it's like big pop culture stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. Why? What? Spoiler, I guess. I mentioned this last week. There was no mid-credits or end-credits for Avengers, according to Joe Russo, he and his brother Anthony, the producers of the film. It was never in the cards. It was called Endgame for a reason. This is it. This is the ending. The book is closed in that chapter of the Marvel Universe, and a new book will get written. This was the first Marvel movie we've done where we weren't thinking about the future. Also, it obviously made $350 million domestically over the weekend, $1.2 billion worldwide. What about Monday? $37 million on Monday. That is not the top Monday ever.
Hmm.
Any ideas what is?
Titanic.
No.
Star Wars.
Closer. It was last year, President's Day weekend, so that kind of helps it.
President's Day weekend?
Yep.
What month is President's Day? I'm talking about February. Is that February? Oh, I don't know.
Black Panther.
I forgot about that movie.
Biggest Monday ever. So what happens next in the Marvel Universe? There's a long story in the Hollywood Reporter about what's potentially coming up for Phase 4, which has been quite unclear, nothing more than rumors. But there will be a Black Widow movie in 2020 with Scarlett Johansson. No spoilers. And she's worked out a unique deal in which she'll earn around $20 million to both star and produce the project. She now becomes the first actor in the MCU to take on that latter role. Also, Elizabeth Olsen and Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Jeremy Renner have all negotiated new deals with Marvel Studios, which are separate from their movie contracts for their respective TV shows that are coming out on Disney Plus. Those will run from 6 to 8 episodes and don't negate appearances in future Marvel movies. Chadwick Boseman and Benedict Cumberbatch each have only one more option on their movie deals that will likely be used for sequels for their respective characters.
Okay. Nice.
I'm waiting for this Doctor Strange thing for years.
I think that movie is so underrated.
Me too.
It's so good.
Me too. I just watched some of it the other night. So one of the big complaints about Game of Thrones this weekend was that it was too dark.
I saw that.
And I don't mean like, wow, I can't watch this. It's just too dark for my heart to handle. Mm-hmm. It was too dark to see.
Yeah.
And the producer of the episode said a lot of the problem is that a lot of people don't know how to tune their TVs properly. A lot of people also, unfortunately, watch it on small iPads, which in no way can do justice to a show like that. Everything we wanted people to see is there. Personally, I don't always have to see what's going on because it's more about the emotional impact. And Game of Thrones is a cinematic show, and therefore you have to watch it like you're at a cinema in a darkened room. If you watch a night scene in a brightly lit room, then that won't help you see the image properly.
I don't even know why they needed to explain themselves. Like, these people go to settings, go to contrast and brightness. Scroll that thing over, scroll it down, adjust it to your visual delight. It's not that hard.
He sounded a little, I'd like to actually hear that quote and his tone, because it sounded a little snotty.
He sounded peeved.
A little elitist and snobbish, but I get it. Like
I mean, I thought the same thing when I saw people like, it's too dark, then make it brighter. Like, the power is in your hand.
And it is. I get it's very, what's the word? It's very artistic to create this, and it's like you're not supposed to see it all. Or like a piece of music. Like,
oh,
just,
no.
You're just supposed to enjoy it.
I'm paying $17 for an episode.
No, not that much.
I mean, for a month, I'm going to see it.
I was a dummy. I watched it with my shades open in the living room, so that made it more challenging. But unless you absolutely have to because you're traveling or something, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with him that Game of Thrones is not meant to be watched on a small screen.
Yeah, okay. Game of Thrones!
The Jeopardy guy won again last night.
Although where is he at now?
He only won by $18, which I didn't watch it, but I wonder if he was just jerking around with the guy who came in second place. He is up to $1.4 million, which is more than halfway to Ken Jennings, but in just a quarter of the appearances.
Do you think that the producer of the show are just getting annoyed by him at this point?
No, because this is the most anybody's talked about outside of Alex Trebek's cancer since when?
I didn't even know they were talking about Jeopardy.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I had a story yesterday, but we didn't get to it. But ratings for Jeopardy are way up. So they want this guy to keep on winning. And I think the next thing is for the media maybe to try to villainize him, take him down. So $1,000 payoff. Your national keyword for that is less than an hour away. So be here shortly before 9:00. We have some great guests coming by. Logan and Sam from Midstory after 9:00. If you can't be here for that, make sure you text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get our podcast link. Powerful Ladies, another one, is on the way with prizes. It's 8:12 with the morning reboot on Q105. Eric and Floyd were brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. $1,000 payoff national keyword. 50 minutes away? Not 50,
47.
40 minutes away, right? 8:50 or so. We will get you that. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055.
Every time you say that, I want pizza.
I don't want people confusing Mike's Pizza and More with Mike Buck. So don't go to Mike's Pizza and More and go, I need insurance. Don't go to Mike Buck asking for pizza, because you will freak that man the F out, because that man has a pig. Mike has a lot of guns. Mike is ex-military. And if you go to Mike and go, I would like some pizza. And he might
choose your Mike's wisely. I like that. Do that again.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. I have so much energy today. I don't know why. I don't feel like myself. And I'm not scattered, but I'm just like, let's just keep doing the show. Let's stay on until noon today. No,
because I would love that.
Let us get to our panelful ladies. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Amanda is 38, from Point Place, single, and you got a couple of kids?
Yes. Way to put my stats out there, though. Thanks, guys.
Right? I mean, do you want, 5'7", 137 pounds? I mean, those
long walks on the beach.
You do live in Point Place. I mean, there are beaches there, kind of.
Ish.
All right. Angie's here with us as well. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Angie's 50 from Toledo. What part of Toledo?
Heather Downs area, like Heather Downs, Burn.
Okay. Single and no kids?
No.
Don't let anybody give you a problem about that, okay?
I wouldn't. I'm gay.
You can still have kids. You can still be married.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I could still be a whole lot of things.
We are. You might have heard we're very LGBTQ friendly on this show.
I know.
We like everybody but ignorant and not stupid people.
Well, there you go.
And in fact, we encourage them not to listen. Those are the people we want to give measles to. Just kidding. All right. First up, Amanda. Besides Target or Walmart, where do you do too much impulse shopping?
Oh, Lord. You just took my two favorites.
I know. We're not here to give you fastball or softball questions.
Impulse shopping. Meijer.
Okay. Mm. I should have ruled that one out, too, but fair enough. Angie, besides Target, Walmart, and Meijer, mm-hmm. where do you do the most impulse shopping?
Sephora.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
one.
Yes.
You work there, right,
Floyd? I did. I worked there for 5 years.
Do you get a lot of impulse buyers in there?
Look at
that. You should go back and work there.
Nope.
Everyone is really psyched that today is the first day of May. Amanda, what is your favorite month of the year?
July.
How come?
Because my birthday's in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you do
And I can swim.
Do you do birthday month?
It is.
Don't feel bad, because I do too. And guess what? It's my birthday month.
Yeah, happy birthday month, Floyd.
Woo!
Angie, what about you? What's your favorite month of the year?
June.
How come?
Summer, weather, it's not deadly hot yet.
And we might even hit 70 some days here in Toledo.
Someday.
Yeah. I might have to go with you. I'm fine for hot days, but June is like a good safe zone. I'm with you there.
Yeah, July is a little too hot. I took vacation for a week last year in July and about died.
But remember... You don't have to warm your car up like you do in the wintertime in the dead of summer.
True. Very true. I'm not complaining. Just, you know.
No, I get it.
Not good vacation time.
Amanda, what are good qualities in a boss or a manager?
Oh, Lord. My coffee hasn't even hit yet this morning. A good quality in a boss or manager, one that listens.
Do you have that?
Oh, I totally have that. I love it.
What do you, if you don't mind me asking, I don't care if you do mind, but what do you do for a living?
I work for the Census Bureau.
Oh. How do you like doing that? And you're getting on me for putting your stats on the air. You have everyone's stats.
I don't put them on the air, though.
No, you sell them to Russia or something.
Too soon!
Angie, you've seen the whale story?
I did.
That's the funniest story. Angie, what are some good qualities in a boss?
When it's supportive, it supports your decisions. And I like the part listening, you know, someone will actually listen to you and act on it, or at least take your opinion into consideration.
Like fake, like they're giving you the time of day?
Yes, right. Actually.
I mean, yeah, sometimes a boss has to do that.
Dale Carnegie.
There you go.
Dale Carnegie.
How to win friends and influence people. Be a better listener than a talker.
My boss is amazing at that.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a production scheduler.
Oh, fancy.
You would have scheduled the production for this show? All right, last question. Amanda, where is the strangest place you have ever drank alcohol?
The cemetery.
Oh. Would you like to share that story with us?
It's not much of a story. It's just, you know, nobody was going to be there.
Were you like a kid? Were you a kid?
Yes.
Underage?
Probably. I don't want to, you know, sell myself out on air, but probably, maybe.
Okay. Well, I mean, they can't nab you for that now. The statute of limitations on underage drinking, I think, stops when you're 21.
My kids are old enough to listen, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, for your kids, I would tell them not to underage drink at a cemetery, because I'm assuming they did it at night. And if there's any kind of movement at night at a cemetery, I'm sure that's going to set off some alarms.
You would hope.
Angie, where's the strangest place you ever drank?
Skating rink bathroom.
Oh, Ohio Skate?
No, actually, I didn't grow up in this area, but...
Where'd you grow up at?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Good skating rink scene there?
It was, long ago in a land far, far away. Yes.
One of these days, I will get my skating rink party here. Angie,
Fort Wayne is totally our cousin city.
And Amanda, you girls were great this morning. Hold on, we have prizes for you. It really is.
It truly, I love it. I like Fort Wayne. I'm mad my friend who used to live there, who I used to do, always do shows with, she moved to Orlando, so I don't really have a hookup there anymore do shows.
Our hockey fans hate each other, though.
I mean, but I'm not going there with a walleye hockey uniform.
Walleyes.
I said walleye. I corrected myself. I don't want to get corrected by Miss Andy anymore.
I went to multiple Kroger's today. I didn't go to just one Kroger's. 8:19.
Stop it.
With the morning reboot. Where'd you lose your phone and get it back next? It's the song that saved Coldplay. 8:31, the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We'd like you to text us or call us this morning for this topic. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. I saw a girl I know. Her name, we'll call her Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an opening day thing, but it was a weekend thing where she lost her food. She left her phone in an Uber. And like a day later, she got it back. That was obviously a friendly Uber driver. It seems like a lot of people are losing their phones, but in the past, like, that was a death sentence. That was like, it's done. Now it seems like more than ever, people are getting their phones back. And maybe it's just sheer coincidence. I would like to hear some interesting lost phone stories. 419-240-1055. If I'm good at anything, actually, I'm good at a lot of things. The things that I suck at, I don't do. It's a pretty simple way. What are you good at? Do it a lot. What aren't you good at? Don't do it. I am good at not losing vitally important things.
Okay.
Keys, debit and credit card, debit and license. Like, I don't, my license and debit card, I don't have a wallet. I just carry that.
Yeah.
Keys, license and debit, and my phone. I might break the screen protector regularly, I don't lose, three important things, I never lose them. So I'd like to take some calls, 419-240-1055, about lost your phone stories.
So I always lose my keys. Even the girls at work make fun of me. But I lost my phone, and I had a show in Colorado, and I left it in the person who picked us up from the airport's car.
Was it an Uber?
Mm-mm. It was the guy who was the venue, but he lived in Denver, but my hotel was in Colorado Springs. So that's a good hour and a half, hour 45. And I didn't realize it until I unpacked everything and I had to call him. He had to come all the way back and get it. I felt like such an idiot.
Did you give him anything?
No. I probably should have, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was like 2 years ago, but I sure did.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John. Are you calling to tell us how you lost your phone?
Oh, yeah. I got a good story.
Okay. Hit us.
For my first 2 years of college, I had attended a different school, and then I transferred down to UT. And I'm a chemistry major, and about the first couple of weeks that I started working in the research lab, someone actually stole my phone off my desk.
Hello?
They
just stole the phone out of his hand.
Was that the bit?
John, what happened?
That somebody stole my phone. Click. That was good.
Call us back to make sure you're okay.
Maybe that was like actually happening. I have a story.
I have a story, too, that I've also lost my... I've lost a few phones in my time, but you go first.
It was near the end of my tenure at the other place, and we had a thing at Sky Zone, and I wasn't... Oh, I did decide to Sky Zone, and I thought I was going to crack my neck on, but I didn't... So, some of us had put our phones down on the countertop.
Uh-huh.
Enough people and adults and workers around, and we were kind of in, you know, like when you take over an area. We did that. So we come back, and my and Kellyanne's phone had been taken. We tore the entire Sky Zone apart. We took trash cans.
Oh, just like
we ripped it out. And then one of our people were smart enough to use Find My iPhone, and we're like, They're not here. They're at the gas station across the street. So we hauled ass over there. Nothing. Gas station attendant didn't do anything, but it seemed it was still marked there. Maybe it was like an echo of it. But then, no. I'm sorry. The woman was there. A woman in a red car was there. She left, and we saw the thing. We saw the dots drive off. She then came back. An older woman.
Yeah.
With a kid in the car. And I'm looking, this woman goes in back into the convenience thing, and I'm looking in her driver, I'm looking in her front seat. I'm like, that's my phone. I know what my phone looks like. And so we caught this woman red-handed, and she blamed it on her granddaughter. It wound up going to court and everything. So I never lost my phone. But thanks to this, thanks to her criminal stupidity, I got my phone back that night.
What a fool.
Because I don't lock. Here, you want to go through my phone?
I know you don't lock your phone.
Well, that's kind of troubling.
No, you remember you gave it to me the other day. I go, what do you want me to do? You're like, open it. And I go, what's your code? You're like, I don't have one. I go, that's weird. And I just like kind of put my thumb on the home thing and just kind of brought.
If you ever steal my phone, will you do me a favor and back my things up to the cloud and then I'll wipe it?
You don't have it set up anyway when you hit the Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll ask Philly T.
So I have a story and I'll make it real quick. Is when my friend had a going away party and we did the booze wagon downtown, handlebar, Toledo. And they give you like the little protocol. Don't put anything in your back pocket, blah, 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 blah. Who puts their phone in their back pocket? This guy right here, who ends up at Cock and Bowl without a phone? This guy right here. So we had to hail down a golf cart and retrace our steps. Found my wallet. Wasn't even looking for my wallet at the time. I go, that's my wallet. Oh, that's good to know. However, so we get back. And Christina was with us too. Christina, if you're listening, do you remember when I lost all my stuff on the handlebar tour? So I called from someone's phone. I don't even remember. And they answered. And I go, hey, can I speak to Floyd? And they literally go, he's not right. He's not right here. He's in the bathroom. Can I take a message for him? I said, yeah, can you let him know that this is Floyd? And then he just hung up the phone. And like you, I was like, ooh, let me find it. Where's my iPhone? We found it literally sitting on the sidewalk. So whoever answered it just left it on the sidewalk.
People steal.
I had a little liquid courage, and I was like, I was ready to take on whoever took it. He's like, he's not here right now. He's in the bathroom. Can you take a message? Yeah, let him know that Floyd wants his phone back. And click. And I thought it was funny because I was like, I have insurance. I can just get another phone. But like, we did the whole, where's my iPhone? It was literally sitting in front of. So if there's Cock and Bowl, we go around. What is that? I can't think of the location. The first bar we went to, Christina, if you're listening, text me. I can't remember.
Christina, yeah. Christina, you doing okay? You need to talk.
But yeah.
It's the morning reboot. Lost your phone, stolen phone stories. People steal phones because you can dump them into those machines at Walmart and get like $20.
Oh, is that what they do that for?
Come on. Yeah.
Seriously, if you don't just ask your parent or a cousin for $20, don't steal phones.
They've taken all the money from those people. And then I don't have insurance. So how does that work? Because you pay a certain amount a month, but you also have to pay a pretty penny for the phone, right?
No, so mine is $15 a month, but if anything happened to it, I pay like a $100 deductible.
Okay.
And then they fix whatever, and they give me a replacement until this one comes back. Or I got another one in the store. So
I did not...
I was like, I don't need insurance. And she was like, you're getting an all-glass phone. You don't need insurance. I don't need insurance. Luckily, I did get it because I only had it for a week. And then my mom knocked it out of my hand and the back shattered. Hence why I had this ugly geriatric case on my phone, which came with a handy-dandy belt clip, which I refuse to wear. You're so offended by my case, aren't you? Stop looking at it. It has character.
What's the equivalent of, I speak to your manager hair? For phone cases, because that's yours.
Was it? Oh, the equivalent of it?
Yeah.
Y'all got hammers here? I don't know.
Let me look up Luke in my contact. Yes, 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 yes. You know what? If you get like an orange penny or a smock and walk into Home Depot.
I still got the belt clip in my. So I was cleaning.
Hey, can you tell me what aisle the paint is on? Penny paint thinner.
Funny story. I had to take my nephew to school, I think a few weeks ago. He goes, Uncle, what's this? I go, it's a belt clip to my phone. And he literally goes, ugh. And I go, I'm never going to wear it. He goes, well, why don't you throw it away? I said, because it came together. He's like, you're totally going to wear that at some point, aren't you? I said, if I do, you have permission to punch Uncle in the face.
How about we just call you Floyd Otterbox Anderson? 840.
Stop.
Your phone's protected.
I mean, I should just pay $100. And well, you know, if I got paid, I would just fix my phone, but whatever.
$1,000 payoff. Your national keyword is coming up around 850. I am very excited for the guests we have coming by in about 20 minutes or so. If you can't stick around, please get today's podcast. You can get the link anytime. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Another text. All right, we're moving away. Q105, the morning reboot. Text the national keyword SMILE to 95819. 8:53, good morning on Q105. I know we're a couple days out of it. Usually I would put it out there because if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't made priorities right in your life, but I will give the non-spoiler edition version of this story. I will do my very best. And if I have to hit the dump button, you let me know.
Okay.
I don't even want to do that. So Robert Downey Jr. is making more money than anyone with all these Marvel movies. The Hollywood Reporter, sources told the Hollywood Reporter, the actor likely walked away from 2018's Infinity War, which grossed more than $2 billion. Now, the number that was usually associated with him and his Marvel paydays was $50 million.
Mm.
He got $75 million for last year's movie. He has some kind of back-end deal that when these movies make all this money, kind of like royalties, he just keeps getting checks. Did you see the Spider-Man Homecoming movie?
I did.
Okay. How long was he in that movie?
Like 2 seconds.
He made $5 million for 3 days of work.
Oh. 3 days for that scene?
He should stick around if he can and keep getting those paychecks.
Who would have thought that 1990 Robert Downey Jr. would be thriving in 2019 Robert Downey Jr.?
That's a Netflix documentary I'd watch.
Oh, for sure. Yes, yes, yes.
It was eerie in Captain America: Civil War, where one of the first scenes they de-aged him, and it was like you were watching all his 80s movies. Wait, less than zero?
I don't remember any of his older movies off the top of my head. Yeah, I was really young back then. I just knew him as, obviously, Iron Man, but like, when I saw him in Iron Man, I was like, that's the guy who was always on my grandma's TV. He was always in trouble. He was always the drunk guy.
Do you remember? I bet you've seen this movie. It was arguably the restart of him in Hollywood. I think it was 05 or 06. Do you remember Gothica?
I do, with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
The poster's like this.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
I do remember that movie.
It's kind of like M. Night Shyamalan-ish with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale have broken up long distance, but apparently she also didn't like the fact that he lived his life so publicly. Maybe she thought she could change that, or maybe she thought he wasn't going to do that as much. So, hey, it was a fun fling. He was in Baltimore over the weekend for his stand-up tour. He wanted to kill some downtime by going to see Avengers, and he and some of his friends got McDonald's for the entire sold-out theater and the movie staff, which somehow only totaled $400.
How big is this movie theater, though?
I don't know. It says the sold-out audience.
Some theaters can only hold so much, so I'm just like, was it like a private, like, XD studio theater? Because we used to have those back in the day. I don't think they have them anymore. Like, they seated, like, maybe 50 people.
So, do they still do, like, $5 value meals at McDonald's?
I haven't been to McDonald's in forever. I'm going to say no, because I'm not seeing advertising.
I was going
to
say, like,
I think they all do, like, the 4-for-4 type thing. They all have their own variation of that, so probably.
So, let's do the straight math. That's 100 bucks. So, 100 people. That's not a sold-out theater. The math doesn't work out for me. Anyway, sorry, more nerdy stuff. We'll do a lot of Billboard Music Award stuff tomorrow. We'll give you the extra long cut of the Madonna performance for you.
Stop.
Isaac Hempstead Wright, who is now, at least in my world, beginning to be disliked on Game of Thrones. That's Bran. He is 20. He plays Bran Stark of Game of Thrones. He revealed that his girlfriend has never seen an episode of the series. He told E! News he's really excited about the series finale, which is on May 19th. I think I might get a bunch of mates together. That's when he reveals his girlfriend isn't one of the millions who watches. I think 17 million watched the other day. My girlfriend said she'll watch it with me, but she's never seen an episode before in her life, so I'm not sure she'd enjoy that very much. He says closing this out has been an emotional journey for him. It was really sad saying goodbye to Bran and putting that costume away for the last time. Like, wow, it was really hard. What about your wheelchair? That was just my anger.
Oh.
He's in a
I was like, why are you yelling at your... For those that don't know, he's reading the story, and then also he looks at his computer screen. What about your wheelchair? I'm like, what just happened?
He keeps getting left places, and now I want him to be left where he is, because Okay, let me give you the
you can talk about it. Go.
So you know, on Sunday night was like the big battle.
Yeah,
thousands of people dying.
He fought in a wheelchair.
No.
Okay.
He was out by this mystical tree. So mystical tree, because they were using him as bait for the Night King. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's out there in his wheelchair that he kept getting left places at. And he's protected. And he says to his protection, he says, "I'm going to go now." And then he wargs, like that. He puts himself in other people and creatures, and his eyes roll back into his eyelids.
Okay.
Like,
everyone, so he invokes his spirit in something else.
Everyone is about to die, and he's like, "I'm going to go." And
as with anyone would do.
It was just very weird, and I hope that they tie this up kind of neatly, because it's really been a crappy thing.
I mean, if I see trouble coming,
I know.
I'm like,
I'm out of here. Right.
I am now an eagle.
It's like, there's a fine, like, I always think about this, and I do want to ask something about that story before we wrap up entertainment here. Again, your national keyword is smile. Text that to 95819. You know how, like, when you're with a group of people, and maybe not you, maybe this is you, I don't know, when you got your boys, like, if one of your boys says something stupid, you're kind of at the demand of the bro Bible, like, that you got to stick up for him, even though you know what he did is really dumb.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Like, you open your mouth, now your fists have to write that check.
So, like, in circles that I've hung out in, we do have those people that do that, but we also become, we don't have bros, we have a Regina George who's kind of just like, "God, you're stupid." Like, you know what I mean? But you don't say it. You just shoot them a look like, "Yeah, I'm not going to defend you, but you can still hang out with us, but just cease from talking from here on out."
Well, a lot of times, like, the bro thing will turn into, like, fights. So I won't ever, I'm not going to get into a fight to defend you, but I will be like, "Hold on, sir. Let us not have violence. I will drag this a-hole out of here for you." So his girlfriend doesn't watch the TV show. I don't know how I'd feel about somebody who didn't, like, wasn't into at least a little bit what I did.
But in that respect, I think maybe he was on Fowler's. Harrison Ford has never watched one of his movies. Allegedly, he said that.
Well, this is his girlfriend.
But I'm just saying, like, if they're out there. Some really? People don't. Yeah.
I would want to
watch. There's a few celebrities who don't watch themselves on screen. So I don't. Maybe for her, she just has, like, this illusion in her mind that maybe she doesn't want to stroke his ego. I don't know.
Maybe she's irritated like the rest of us are with that character.
Is he that much of a poop head?
A lot of us thought he was the key to so much, and now he might not be. Like, one red herring, the Night King, is enough. Two, I'm not buying that.
I'm out of here.
And there's been a lot of criticism of the show's writers that once it's gotten past the books, they've really messed up, like, the magic and mystique part of things. 901, great storytelling about stories here in Toledo. Let's talk about Mid-Story with Logan and Sam in about 15 minutes. If you missed this, please go get it on the podcast.
Q105 Studios.
915, so that means you still have a couple of minutes left to text in your national keyword. It's SMILE, S-M-I-L-E. Text it to 95819 to try to win our $1,000 payoff. SMILE to 95819. I'm very glad you're here at this very moment. It's Eric and Floyd, the Morning Reboot. Let me introduce to you a couple of new friends of mine, a couple of people whose efforts I am happy to help them out. Logan and Sam from Mid-Story. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
And we also have a non-speaking Ruth here. Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
She speaks.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi. We ran out of microphones.
Who wants to go first? I've just shared a couple of times teasing what you guys are, that Mid-Story is an endeavor to tell good stories about Toledo.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan, if you want to take it, you can take it away.
Yeah, sure. So our focus here at Mid-Story is creative storytelling. But more importantly, also really getting young people involved in that storytelling here in Toledo and for the region. And so we really work, our aim is to retain, cultivate, and attract young people through the creative storytelling, really getting people engaged in telling those stories to find connections and meaning here in the region. I don't know if you have anything else to add, Sam. Well,
I'll follow up. Logan, what are some of those stories? I mean, we can only tell so many Tony Paco stories. That's not really what you guys are aiming for. You're digging deeper, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's really important, too. I think, you know, Toledo has a lot of great things that are going on, but I think even potentially more than that, part of what makes this such an incredible and unique place are the kind of deeper cultural and social issues and stories that are going on here. The human stories, the stories of real experiences in the city, not necessarily negative, not necessarily super positive, so it's not just Toledo sucks or Toledo is awesome.
Because nothing is all one thing or the other. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I think, you know, especially for young people these days who really want to get engaged in social issues and cultural issues, it's not just the places that are super awesome or the places that really suck. It's really what's the reality of what's going on here and how can we be involved? How can we be engaged? And so that's where really where that came out of. So we do everything from stories of science, art, and culture to social things going on, to kind of random things that some of the young people that we're working with are interested in, whether it's their own family story. We had one intern who talked about the legacy of her grandfather's restaurant downtown. He was an immigrant and went through the experience of going through Ellis Island, having his name changed, all kinds of things. And she wrote her own family history, and it became meaningful kind of to that larger story of Toledo.
What was that restaurant?
Michael's Bar and Grill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we know it well. Crossing the Shell Station.
Yep.
That's to be clear, that's Logan. Logan's the girl. Sam is the boy. they are from Midstory. And that's the website. Is it midstory.org?
Yes.
Midstory.org. It's a beautiful website with a lot of these stories. Sam, I sent you that link the other day. We seem to be...
absolutely.
It's a good week for Toledo. We're getting good press and good pub. You took a little issue with some of that where this is a good place for millennials. Shed some light on that in your own experience.
Yeah, absolutely. My background is in public international affairs. And I think that article from Bloomberg, which kind of showcases, highlights Toledo as, I think it's the top eight in terms of where millennials are moving.
Yeah.
I think specifically it's a little misleading because the statistic itself is talking about out of the proportion of people coming into Toledo, how many of them are millennials? And the statistic is something like 69% of those coming into Toledo are millennials. However, the title says, where are millennials moving? You know, where the most millennials are moving. There could be 100 people coming in and 69 of them could be millennials. And based on that statistic, 69% of them are millennials, and that's the population moving in. Now, in New York City, there could be 100,000 people moving in New York City, but 55,000 of them are millennials, and that percentage is lower, 55% versus 69%.
Right.
And thus, New York City would not be able to make that top 10 list. Now, what's misleading about that is the conclusion that you draw from that specific statistic, which is, oh, Toledo is suddenly a hip place for millennials to go, is not exactly true. I think it's something that we can be proud of. I think definitely that millennials, out of the proportion of those coming in, are millennials. They're young people coming into Toledo. But I think what we really need to look at is the larger numbers, which is how many people are coming into Toledo and how many people are leaving Toledo. And if you look at those numbers off of a, you know, very basic, a recent statistic in 2017, actually, we're still depopulating at this point.
And it's not just here. It's all places in the Mid-Atlantic, in the Northeast, in the Midwest, because if, you know, one thing is weather. There are cheaper places to live than either here in blossoming communities in Arizona and Florida and places like that. But you guys are 19 to late 30 year olds. I hate using the M word. Young adults. And you guys have connections to the area. You left and came back. Share your story, Sam, and how all this connects. So you want to tell these stories so that we keep or attract more people.
Yes, absolutely. I grew up in the area. Was an immigrant to this country when I was 5 years old. Grew up here, went to high school here, and then kind of went to the East Coast to pursue our education. Coming from a kind of low-income background, first-generation college-bound student, it was cheaper for me as a student to go out to the East Coast to pursue my education than to go and stay local at UT or BGSU. And I think when you're thinking out there, everybody's encouraging you to stay in the big city. You know, that's where the careers are. That's where the jobs are. And our thought is, well, why not come back to Toledo and give back what we've learned? And especially since we were not even able to give out there if it was not for the resources, the mentors available in this community. So we really wanted, and all four of us have a very similar story, we wanted to give back in some way. So actually, I was working for a few years out in the Boston area. I was working in prison education, so I spent a lot of my time in various prisons on the East Coast, managing their educational resources and tutoring programs there. And the thought was, well, why can't we do something cool and great here in Toledo, Ohio, instead of funneling into Boston or New York? And there's great work to be done there, but can we do it in Toledo? So that's kind of what led us back. I think at the core of Midstory is not just telling stories, but a way to interpret our current moment of transit for our city, looking at where we're going for our future, but specifically, how can we draw more young people to talk about what's going on in Toledo and hopefully go more in depth into those stories. So a lot of human stories that resonate with us as humans.
Yeah, because we want to evoke emotion. It's what Floyd and I aim to do every day. It's what makes for any kind of good content.
Yes.
That's Sam. Logan, what's your background and your connection here? And then how do we keep people here? How do we track them?
Yeah, so I have a very similar story. I grew up, I was born and raised here in Toledo. My family's been here for generations. My grandpa was a farmer. And I also went to high school here. Also went off to the East Coast for college, majored in something super lucrative, comparative literature.
What is comparative literature?
I asked the same question when I chose my major. It's basically interpreting literature through linguistic and cultural lenses, so comparing kind of all of that. Anyway,
it's
only exciting to a very small number of people.
I find that exciting, so it would probably be very boring to everyone listening, so I get it. And so you went out there. What was your decision, and how did you connect with Sam to come back here to start this effort?
Yeah, I mean, so we had crossed over in high school for a couple of years, Sam and I had, and then, of course, when you're out on the coast, especially at, you know, a specific school, then there's not that many people from Toledo, Ohio out there. So you naturally kind of gravitate toward each other. I think there were only a couple from this region when I was when I was out there at that school. And so I think at some point, you know, we all just came at a crossroads in our life. I had recently graduated. Sam had been working for a couple of years, and Ruth had been had just finished her graduate school, had been working for a little while. And I think we ultimately just decided at some point that, you know, we could continue to pursue our careers out on the coast. We can continue to kind of go out on those paths set out for us, whether that's to Wall Street in New York or, you know, big cities like Boston. But I think we realized that our contribution would be much more meaningful home than I think elsewhere, and that we saw a lot of our friends leaving and not a lot coming back to reinvest. And so for us, you know, with what little we've learned or experienced, if we can give some of that, you know, our energy, you know, we're still young, we have lots of energy left. If we can give that to our hometown, why not?
We're glad to have you guys back here. Ruth, you as well. Good to meet you again. You have a great event coming up in August. Before we wrap up and talk one final time about the website and what will attract people, Sam, you want to tell me about the event in August?
Yeah, absolutely. It's happening on August 3rd. It's going to be from 4 to 9 out in the Amtrak train station in South Toledo. And what we're going to be doing is going to be, it's going to be like a gala slash expo kind of an event where we're going to celebrate this moment of our city's transit moving forward, where we're a group of strangers. And the only thing bringing us together is the fact that we have a shared destination and we're moving the same direction. And that's kind of the thought behind having it at the train station. And we're going to have over 100 different exhibitions, platforms for nonprofits, businesses, institutions, local groups for them to share their own stories to the public, and then hopefully, you know, invite, you know, local bands and great music out there and food trucks just to have a really fun time. Children friendly, no alcohol will be served at this time, so bring the whole family. It'll be a really fun event.
Awesome. With the date again, one more time?
August 3rd.
The website, you can midstory.org is where you can find out more, get some tickets as well, correct?
Or any, absolutely, free and open.
And we'll keep reminding our audience and spread the word as well as we lead up to that, because it's such a great thing.
Appreciate it.
Last thing, Logan, what's the center point of all this? What's the fulcrum? What's the magnet for people to get, in your opinion? What's the thing that rattles in your head? The if only we had blank.
Well, I think that's a loaded question. So I'm sorry you have to end on me.
No, it's fine. Oh, I'm going to ask Sam too. And I know that we're talking about like pie in the sky kind of things, but I'm just trying to get inside your head. But if only, bang, like on a very superficial level, like I wish... You guys get to the Philadelphia or Jersey area much when you were back there?
Yeah.
If only we had a Wawa here.
That was a late night visit.
My dad's visiting from home on Friday. I'm making him stop at the Wawa for soft pretzels before he hits the turnpike. If only we had what? What rattles around in your head?
Well, you know, I guess I don't really ask myself that question, because I think since I've come back, I realize we actually have a lot here. And it's not really if only we had something, but I think it's if only we recognized what we have. And I think, you know, in some ways we can't really expect other people to respect us unless we respect ourselves.
It's a great answer. It's a great answer. Sam, what about you?
I love that answer. But I think something that I always think of is, you know, I have some from friends in LA and San Francisco, and they've got the New York Times or the New Yorker sitting on their desk. And I oftentimes think, you know, why are they reading those kind of magazines? You know, and what they've never stepped foot in New York City in their life.
Right.
You know, but something about those magazines are able to attract to them. We're thinking, well, can something in Toledo attract someone from LA or New York to pick it up and say, something is going on in Toledo, Ohio? And I think that's what we're challenging ourselves every day as we produce stories and media is, why should someone care about Toledo, Ohio, and mm-hmm. what's going on out here? And how can we make our stories, which we really believe in, present and attractive to those individuals out there? So I don't know if that kind of answers your question.
Well, it does. But, it mm-hmm. does. And it, you know, it's part of the reason is because those periodicals have been around for 100+ years.
Absolutely.
And have
yeah.
been at sure. the cornerstone of freedom and independence.
Yep.
And maybe in 100 years, when we arise from our chambers in the morning and we blink 3 times to get the midstory.org website.
Yeah.
Sam, Logan, thank you guys for coming by. Ruth, you were wonderful. didn't swing the chair at anybody. Good to meet you. Midstory.org. Spread the word. The event's coming up in August, and we'll continue to tell you more about that. 9:27 with the Morning Reboot.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You want to roll?
I don't have one yet.
Really?
I know. All right. That was really good.
I'm sorry that it's so much nerdy stuff this week. But at least it's like Game of
Thrones. It's the season, though.
It's Game of Thrones and Avengers stuff. The one I just said to you, which didn't make any sense, but we've all been asked to be a part of a group project, whether it's school or at work. This is from Alex Rose, internet sensation. On a scale from Bran Stark to Arya Stark, how much do you contribute to group projects?
Ha! I got it.
I'm not a group project person simply because everyone else is usually completely inept. So I'll handle it on my own, and you guys can sit back and take credit for my hard work.
Hey.
You got one?
Yeah, it's actually funny. It's 4-year-old. Can I have some of your candy? Wife, I got this for Mother's Day. 4-year-old, you're only a mother because of me.
Good point. Good point. I came out of this hoo-ha. I will go right back in.
Love parent tweets. They literally make me so strong on social media.
A couple things to throw at you. Ugliest driveway contest from Buck Brothers Asphalt. Not asphalt. $5,000 driveway makeover. You can hit the website for that, Q1055.com. I made a couple of Facebook adjustments to some things. You may or may not have seen them. I also swapped out a picture on our podcast graphic. We would love for you to get the entirety of today's show. It's about an hour and 45 minutes of content. What does that mean, Eric? It means it's all us on the air. So I take out the songs and the commercials, and it's just us doing what we do. But, that's cool. No songs, no commercials, right? Yeah, but you don't get it till after the show. Text the keyword Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Rumor has it we'll have Jordan Tomase making up for yesterday's absence tomorrow for Throwback Thursday, and we will do It's Gonna Be May as the theme.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Remember, watch out. While you're doing all those memes, it's hump day as well. So
hump day. Wait, can we do it?
Don't even try.
It's hump day in May.
Hey, 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 over here. Anybody know? Hey, hey. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We hope you'll be here and join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105. $1,000.